We've been hearing about Timothy, a young brother. We've been thinking about the Nazarite. And I was thinking of a man in the Old Testament. We could say he's a young brother, was a young brother, although he was 65 when we first read something about him. And I had been thinking about him during the evening, and in the end, it all fits together. Genesis chapter 5. Genesis chapter 5, verse 21. Enoch lived 65 years and begot Methuselah. And Enoch walked with God after he had begotten Methuselah 300 years, begot sons and daughters, and all the days of Enoch were 365 years. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. He's one of the youngest fathers in this chapter, so that is why I think he is a young brother. But still, he was 65 and older than me, more in most of the age group of both, most of you. So this applies to all of us. He was a man who had studied the Word of God, but it wasn't there. He knew what was going on in God's mind. For at the age of 65, he became a father and called his son Methuselah. When he dies, then it shall come. He knew what would happen. And we've been thinking about studying the Word of God. We've been thinking about everything that's available to us. And Enoch didn't have anything of that. But still, he knew what was going on in God's mind. He knew what would happen in a future day. And our brother Jeff reminded us of loving his appearing. That is what Enoch prophesied about. We do not read about that in the Old Testament, but when we go to Jude, we read about his prophecy. He knew what was coming. A young man, an old man, living a life with God, studying God's mind. You can't say he studied God's word because it wasn't there. But he studied, he was occupied with God's mind, he was occupied with God's thoughts. God could use him. And he walked with God 300 years and was taken away. Picture of the rapture. He knew what would come. The flood. When Methuselah died, the flood came. The tribulation. But he knew that after the tribulation, there would be the appearing. All the things we've had tonight, just compressed in a few verses. May the Lord help us to live a life like Enoch. Amen.